It's Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferrett. You're with us here on the Ideas Network. Coming up on Central Time, new research shows that rural moms and their babies are some of the hardest hit victims of the opioid epidemic.
First, this morning, Governor Scott Walker called for a special legislative session to address the heroin and opioid abuse epidemic in Wisconsin.
In a press release, the governor said he was wrapping up the state's response to what he called a public health crisis. Part of that response will be to implement recommendations from the opioid task force he convened in September.
Jessie Opoyan is with us now. She's the state government and politics reporter for the Capital Times. Jessie, welcome back.
Hey, thank you for having me.
What reason did Governor Walker give for calling this special session?
He wants to show the urgency on this and to show what a priority this is. He'd convened this task force in September and was waiting for the report to come out. And now that these recommendations are in, you know, this is the time of year as we wait for the session to begin that everyone's looking to see what is the priority going to be? You know, what are the most important issues that legislators are going to tackle? And this is sort of a signal from the governor that this is where that energy needs to be focused. And he said earlier today, speaking publicly, that a lot of work has already been done on this, and that's been we've seen some results from it, but there's still a lot more work to be done. We're still seeing what he referred to as crisis numbers, and that's why the special session now.
So why call a special session? Why not address some of these legislative priorities within the regular session?
This allows it to expedite a little bit. It ensures that the focus will be on this, that they won't get lost in the shuffle with other more day-to-day legislation. And it also makes sure that these things are addressed before we start discussions about the budget, which the governor is supposed to give his budget proposal in about a month.
So what are some of the changes that we can expect to see coming out of this special session?
Sure. I'm going to pull up a list for you here so I can talk about these, but it's really sort of an all-encompassing approach. There are recommendations related to legislative proposals, recommendations related to things the governor can do, things that his administration and agencies can do. Along those lines, some public awareness efforts and some funding efforts. But there's a pretty long list of legislative proposals that they'd like to see come out of this report. And again, that comes from the task force that was headed up by Representative John Nygren and Lieutenant Governor Rebecca Clayfish. So a couple of those proposals would be allowing school nurses and other school employees to administer Narcan to help reverse the effects of an opioid overdose if a student were to overdose while they were at school. One proposal would be to allow the University of Wisconsin to authorize a charter school for high school students that are struggling with addiction. It would allow them to receive inpatient treatment while they continue their high school education. They wouldn't have to take time off for a semester. In previous bills that were passed, the legislature allowed a Good Samaritan law that it gives limited immunity. If you call 911 or you bring someone to the emergency room that has an overdose, that allows limited immunity for the people who brought the person in or who made the call. This report is also recommending that immunity also be granted to the person who overdosed to really try to encourage people to call 911 in the event that something like that happens. There are some components that would involve physician training, giving doctors more resources to connect with experts, to research treatments, a lot of that would focus on rural areas too. Looking at some recovery efforts, investing in treatment and diversion alternatives, and a lot of grants, a lot of funding that they're looking at. They are also looking at giving the Department of Justice a little over $400,000 to hire a few more criminal investigation agents that would focus on going after drug traffickers in Wisconsin.
Jessie Opoyan is with us now. She's the state government and politics reporter for the Capital Times, talking about a special session called by Governor Scott Walker just this morning to address the opioid epidemic here in Wisconsin. And Jessie, did the governor this morning talk at all about the scope of the problem in Wisconsin as it stands that is necessitating this urgent action?
This is something, again, that we've known as a problem for several years that Representative Nygren started addressing within the legislature back in 2013-2014. But the statistics that the governor reminded us of today are that more people last year died from accidental drug overdoses than from vehicle accidents. And of all those drug overdose deaths, heroin and opioids accounted for 3/4 of them.
Now, you mentioned how Representative Nygren has been a driving force behind the report that the governor is acting on, along with Representative Clayfish. And I wonder if you could give us some background about Representative Nygren's story and how he might be feeling today, given that this special session has been a special interest of his for a long time.
Yeah, he's really the legislator who sparked this effort in the legislature. And it was a personal fight for him. His daughter, Cassie, has struggled with addiction and, you know, been in recovery, relapsed, is back in recovery, has really lived that story that is common to so many people in Wisconsin. But she was willing to work with him and put a face on this problem and help him step forward and bring some action to the legislature. So, I mean, the things that he's proposed, that the efforts that he's led have been approved just unanimously. He's gotten more and more people on board. It's Democrats, Republicans, some going off on their own, coming up with additional ideas. There was another coalition led over the summer that was trying to come up with some ideas and sort of culminated with the governor creating this task force, which he appointed Representative Nygren to be one of the leaders on that to do this. He's been recognized not just in the state but nationally as someone who's leading the way on this.
Now, Wisconsin right now, when it comes to politics, it's a state divided. Is this one of those rare issues where we are seeing bipartisanship both in the past on this epidemic of opioid abuse and also the future?
It really is. And, you know, like any other issue, there are partisan fights to be had about it, about, you know, what should have been done in the past to prevent some of these problems. But in the spirit of moving forward and actually addressing them and doing something, everything that that's been proposed has gotten overwhelming bipartisan support. You know, the HOPE agenda is what this package of legislation is called, and the first set of bills focused almost entirely on heroin. The second set focused a lot more on prescription painkillers, sort of recognizing those as the gateway, the entrance to the problem. And, you know, we've seen legislators agreeing to add more money for treatment and diversion programs, things that often can be fought about when in terms of putting a budget together or just crafting legislation. People are generally just 100% on board.
And as you were saying, this special session is a move to urge state agencies to ramp up their efforts to combat opioid abuse in Wisconsin. Do we have a sense about what that might look like from these agencies? Are they equipped to take action and to take action quickly?
Yeah, you know, what we'll see from that is certainly some of them are already equipped to take action. The recommendations for this report include some reorganization. One recommendation would be to allocate a position, sort of a secretary director level position within the Department of Health Services to coordinate some of these efforts, bring some more organization to what's being done, grant funding to add more positions where they're needed. But, you know, they're on sort of a decently solid base footing, but if these proposals are enacted as they're designed, then that will help get things going a little faster.
Did you hear any reaction from advocates today to this action?
Yeah, a lot of overwhelming support, I would say. And again, from both politicians on the left and the right, but yes, so, I mean, those in the addiction and recovery community are cheerleading this. The Hospitals Association is on board and applauded this. Kind of every player at the table, every stakeholder is got a positive reaction to this.
So what do you think is the very first action we might be seeing on this in the next couple of weeks?
Well, what'll happen is, well, these bills are still in draft form right now, so they'll have to go into that next step and become actual bills that are proposed and introduced and debated and discussed. The Assembly and Senate are finalizing based on when those bills are introduced, when they'll actually get on the floor to take them up. But I think, you know, we'll certainly hear more from the governor in his State of the State address, and I'm sure additionally in his budget address, more details on how he would like to see them implemented. But the next step for the most part is to wait and see when these bills are actually introduced and when the Assembly and Senate can vote on them.
So, Jesse, again, the special session being called on, what is it, the third day that the legislature is in session. Is it unusual to have a special session called this early in the game?
It is unusual. We were trying to figure out when the last time that would have been, and I wasn't able to get an answer on that. But it's definitely not something we see every year or every few years. Certainly these are things that the legislature could have acted on without a special session, but in terms of optics and in terms of just signifying the importance, having a special session does that, accomplishes that.
Jesse, thank you so much for joining us. Appreciate your time today.
Sure. Thank you for having me.
That was Jesse O'Poyan. She's state government and politics reporter for the Capital Times, and talking there about a special session which was called this morning by Governor Scott Walker to take an urgent look to require state coordination of agencies to address the opioid and heroin epidemic here in Wisconsin.
Coming up in just a few moments, we'll take a closer look at one particular problem with this opioid epidemic in Wisconsin. We'll look at the impact it's having on rural mothers and their babies. Today's coverage, just part of our ongoing coverage of the opioid and heroin epidemic here in Wisconsin. You can find more over at WPR.org, past interviews with policymakers, with healthcare experts, with people working on solutions, people who have dealt with addiction themselves or in their own families. Again, you can find all of that over at WPR.org.